Time for a Sting Gang podcast as we talk to Michael Meacham about Midwestern State soccer. It's hard to believe that we really just have one more week of the regular season left. I've always talked about how fast the gridiron football season flies by, but as I've been here the last couple of years, nothing goes faster than the soccer season, man. You guys play a lot of games in a short period of time.
A lot of games in too short of a time.
And there's no doubt about it. And it's been kind of an up-and-down ride for you guys this year, but you continue this trend of you haven't lost back-to-back games. When you have a bad result, it seems like you rebound. And Sunday afternoon at Stang Park, that looked like Midwestern State playing West Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be able to kind of get back on the right side of things when you play a rival. So it's always exciting to play West Texas. And, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to play a little bit better than we had the week before. So what
changed other than the kit? Which, by the way, I also like the gray kit. I know I've told you how much I like
nice.
The white, but
the
gray looks, it's pretty sharp out there. Was there anything that led to that change? As I start off with the most important things, obviously.
We're fortunate enough and lucky enough to have a really good support staff and through not only through the university, but from alumni and stuff like that. So we're blessed to have quite a few kits. So we just said we're going to wear a different one today.
Do you have a favorite?
No, not particularly. I guess I don't really, I don't really care what they wear.
Was it, so there wasn't anything superstitious about changing the kits? Because you've been wearing the all whites at home for quite a while and you've struggled at home.
No, not really. I mean, we've won in the white, we've lost in the white, we just got to play. If that's what is the deciding factor, we'll let everybody choose what color we want to wear.
So I kind of got us off track, but what was different about Sunday? What changed?
I mean, obviously, I think being able to play against a rival is always important, and you know, kind of seeing what's in front of you and seeing what you can still achieve and being able to accomplish certain things. I think that kind of they were able to reset when we were able to kind of tell them what was still in front of them. And I thought they came out with a pretty good attitude and pretty good excitement, and still played a little bit slow, but I mean we did a really good job of picking up first and second balls and kind of getting into good positions in the midfield and that sort of stuff.
So when you say you played a little bit slow, can you kind of just expand on that? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean they were kind of playing as a five across the back with like three flat in the midfield, which is something you don't really see a lot of teams do.
Yep.
And then they had the two in front, so they were able to kind of cut the field in half a lot easier than most teams do. So we didn't recognize that quick enough and didn't play quick enough. We were taking a few too many touches and didn't solve problems quick early enough and things like that. So that's why I was being a little bit too slow.
Well, no, and it kind of leads into a question I was going to ask you, because I felt like, and I'm just a spectator, that was just a pretty good 90 minutes. And I know we've talked about that. Did you think you played 90 minutes of good soccer?
We gave up that one good chance that Jake made a really, really good save on. Wish we wouldn't have given that away. I don't really understand some of the decision-making from the referee in certain aspects of it, where, I mean, we were on the ball a lot of the time, and we had more fouls and more cautions than they did. So I wasn't too sure what he was seeing. So I think we gave away the ball and fouled in some not so good areas of the field, according to him. So we still need to fix those issues and not give so many free kicks and restarts away in deeper areas. And they had a kid that came in after one of their guys got injured that could, I mean, his QBR must be unbelievable because he could throw the hell out of that ball. so that put us in a lot of trouble at certain different times, which was fair to him and fair to them. I mean, they were very opportunistic in aspects like that. So we've got to do a little bit better job of, like, not fouling, not giving away silly throw-ins in our half, and then playing a little bit quicker, solving problems a little bit better. But, yeah, for the most part, I thought we played pretty well.
No, it's interesting the point you're making, because I was just looking at some of the numbers for the season, And by far, the opponents have committed more fouls than Midwestern State. And part of that is your style of play. You're on the ball much more. And I think you had possession, like, it was 70% in the first half, and I think it ended up being like 67% on Sunday against West Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised it didn't go up.
I am as well. I'm not sure that's an exact science.
Oh, it's probably not. I mean, nothing's an exact science when it comes to sport. But I thought we did pretty well. I thought some guys came in and made us better. I think Jared came in not playing a lot of minutes in the previous games and came in and played really, really well for us.
So he came up for the post-game show, uh-huh. Jared McKechnie did, and I made the comment to him just kind of as an offhanded comment, but it is something I believe, but let me ask you about it. I feel like you're a better team when he's on the pitch.
For sure. I mean, obviously, when you're seniors and you kind of know that this is kind of your last kind of hurrah, last go at it and things like that, I think sometimes the emotions can kind of be really, really high and then really, really not so positive. And I thought he was kind of on the downside of that for maybe a week or two. And I think he's the same thing as he did last year. He's done this year. He just kind of kept his head down and kept grinding and kept pushing and kept training really hard and training really well. And ultimately at that time, he kind of worked his way out of it. And now he's back on the right side of it. And he's kind of climbing that hill again. Hopefully we're getting the best of Jared at the best time of the year. So.
He got the assist on that second goal, and once he got to the box, it just seemed like he was determined to at least create a chance for you.
Yeah, he probably took a shot that he probably shouldn't have taken, and he was fortunate enough to kind of get a rebound right back to him. And he's a good enough player and technically good enough and kind of sees the game really well. So, I mean, he was able to find Parker pretty easily and finish.
Probably felt good for Parker to get that goal, too, because he had gone three games without a goal.
Yep. No, yeah, he was he's a guy that – I wouldn't say he's an out-and-out striker, but he's good in the box. And if we can get him there, we can kind of keep getting him in and around those areas. He's at least going to keep creating – real problems for people.
Well, and what we've seen is he tends to score in bunches, so that could bode well here for this final week of the regular season.
Hope so, absolutely.
The other thing I noticed is it seems like you took advantage of some West Texas mistakes, and that certainly was the case on that first goal.
Yeah, they kind of got caught in. It was kind of a quick transition moment from us, and then we were able to kind of have a really good reaction to it and kind of put a foot in and. And Cooper was able to kind of nick one from their skipper, I'd say about 25 yards out.
Pretty good strike from distance after they turned the ball over.
And he was able to kind of put a good strike on things, so that was a good finish.
So you've got Lubbock Christian coming up, and this is a team that it seems to have found their form. They've got a three-game winning streak, and they've got Francisco Horta, who's got 5 goals this year, and he's got – a goal in 4 of his last 5 games, so he's heating up.
Yeah, no. I mean, Colin, like the, you know, obviously the Lone Star is what it is, and it's a gauntlet, and there's some really good coaches in it with some really good teams, and Colin can mix it up with the best of us. So, you know, he's got the kids, he's got his boys really kind of finding form at a really good time, and you know they're gonna wanna get a good seed in the tournament and hopefully host a game just like us. And We've got our work cut out for us, and at least the surface there is really nice. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow. We haven't played on a cold one this year.
You mean fall's actually arriving?
It has. It'll be here for 2 weeks, and then we'll get winter.
Yeah, I always tell people fall's the best week in Texas.
Yeah. So, yeah, those boys will be up for it, and, you know, hopefully we can answer the bell again.
It's kind of interesting when you look at Lubbock Christian, just the record. They're 500 overall. They're 6-6-3. Mm-hmm. Like Midwestern State, they've had some struggles at home this year. They're 3-3-1 at home.
Yeah.
But their conference record is 5-1-2. They've played their best soccer during the LSC campaign.
Yeah, no, they were kind of figuring them. They got a lot of new guys and some things like that, so they're kind of figuring themselves out like we were in the before conference play. And, you know, they've kind of right the ship, as you say, and now they're in a in some good form.
They've not been conceding much. I mean, they may not score a whole lot, but they don't give up a whole lot either.
No, they don't. I mean, they're tough to play against.
I think they've only had they had a game earlier in the year when they scored 5 goals, and they scored 3 against St. Edward's in what must have been a really good 3-2 game. But other than that, it's either 1 or 2 goals a game for them. And they've got a good keeper in Connor Pettigrew.
Mm-hmm. Connor was here as a true freshman and wanted to move on and try something different. And he's kind of found a home in Lubbock. And, you know, so we're a little bit familiar with him. We played against him last year. I want to even say the year before that, maybe in 23 as well. So we know a lot about him from when we were recruiting him and when he was playing here. And so we'll hopefully take some of that knowledge with us.
I mean, the two guys we mentioned are both from the Metroplex, by the way. Horta's from Garland, Pettigrew's from Frisco.
Yeah.
So the whole conference kind of taps into that region.
Yeah, no, I mean, the state of Texas is, I mean, everybody knows it's a hotbed, and we've talked about it in the past. I mean, I would bet you 90% of the major conferences in the country at all levels have a kid or a player or two from the state of Texas.
After you play Lubbock Christian, you're going to come back home for, and I can't believe I'm saying this, your home finale in the regular season. You take on Sol Ross. That'll be a Saturday afternoon game at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'd like nothing more than to get a win at home, finish up the regular season at home with a couple of wins.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll celebrate the seniors on that day, and
you've got
hopefully they can.
You got what, a group of 6 seniors?
I think it's right around 6 seniors. Yeah, so hopefully we can set them off in a really good way as well.
I know I ask you this every week, but I'm going to ask it again. Mm-hmm. You've been playing the two goalkeepers. They basically got an equal amount of time. Mm-hmm. What's your approach here in the final week at goalkeeper?
Same as it's been really all season. Nothing's really changed. The last probably 2 weeks, all the guys have really been playing well. All 4 goalkeepers. So yeah, we're super confident and super happy with all the 4 guys that we've gotten, and you know we'll keep putting them out there and hopefully keep getting good results and get good performances from all of them.
I know you told us last week you felt like to ensure an at-large bid, you'd have to win all 4 of your remaining games. Given the results of the past week, are you still feeling that way?
I think you're going to obviously have to win the next 3 that we have, and you're going to have to at least make a conference final to feel real, real confident about that. So obviously adding another game to that. So we've probably got at least four, maybe even, you know, winning the tournament just to make sure that you.
Well, one thing for sure, Midwestern State knows how to win that LSC tournament.
We've been pretty fortunate in the past to be pretty successful at it. And, you know, hopefully we can get a good seed and some things kind of go our way to make sure that we host a few more games at home and get it going.
Do you feel poised to play your best soccer here as we enter the final week of the regular season and get close to the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the guys are always capable. I've told them for a bunch of weeks and months now that, I mean, if they come out with the right kind of mentality and the right attitude and the right sort of focus and toughness and things, I mean, I'd take them to play anybody anywhere. But again, we've also talked about if we don't come with that, you know, we've kind of proven we can lose anybody too.
Well, the word you used last week was arrogant. Do you feel like the team's put that behind them?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I mean, we had a really, really good week of training last week. Unfortunately, with the weather delay and having to move to Sunday, we didn't really do anything yesterday. So, and this will be the first day of training this week. Obviously, the weather's not great out there right now.
It's not ideal
to train, but I mean, obviously, we're gonna get out there and we're gonna get the most out of it as we can and get on a bus and go to Lubbock and hopefully come back with 3 points.
And you think the weather's going to be similar in Lubbock to what you're facing here?
Which
is, by the way, for those who are just listening, it's just windy as heck out there right now.
It's super, super windy. It's not really supposed to be windy tomorrow. It's just one of those Texas days where it's kind of blowing in, and hopefully tomorrow it's not as cold as they say it's going to be out there, and and the wind is exactly what they say is not in it. So we'll be happy to play with no wind and a little bit of cold.
There was, you mentioned that the game got delayed until Sunday. There was also this back and forth about where the game was going to be played. Was it going to be played at Stang Park or the practice field?
Yeah.
How much did that confusion affect your preparation for that game on Sunday?
None. We didn't even let the boys know. So we told them to be prepared for anything, and we're going to play on the two surfaces, which we train on the surface every day, and we play on it every home game. So you should be prepared to do both at any specific time.
There's also a rumor you're taking a couple of Midwestern State alums with you to Lubbock. Titus Howard, who played gridiron football here, yeah. And Sidney Williams, who was a star for the women's tennis team last year as they went to nationals.
Yeah, they've been helping us out a lot at home this year, and been helping the athletic department out, and they wanted to kind of see a road game and things like that, and it's not too far, so yeah, we're gonna let them come support us on the road.
Don't corrupt our graduate assistants while you've got them out there in Lubbock.
I don't think we've ever corrupted anybody.
Michael Meacham, it's always fun talking to you. I enjoy talking to you, even if you don't enjoy talking to me.
I
appreciate you coming in and doing this, man. And I'm looking forward to what's left of the season.
Yeah, we are too. Hopefully we can kind of keep it rolling and get another 4, 5, 6, 7 games in it.
Let's go Stangs.
Stang Gang.
All right, that's Michael Meacham joining us here on the Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and make your plans to be out at Senior Day when Midwestern State hosts Sol Ross. That's Saturday afternoon at 2:30. You can also see that game on Flow College. I'm Pete Stein. So long.